Dozens of low-income families made homeless when their public housing units were destroyed by Hurricane Sandy plan a protest demonstration in Manhattan tomorrow afternoon. Placed in Manhattan hotels, more than 100 families have survived on FEMA and Red Cross benefits, but now face being left out in the streets as federal dollars for temporary housing expire and their public housing units remain unfit for occupancy. Many are also losing public assistance benefits because they've been displaced and can't fulfill welfare-to-work requirements. The demonstration is at the Manhattan offices of the Red Cross, but is also directed at the many government agencies the families feel have allowed them to fall between the cracks. WBAI's Jose Santiago got an update on the family's plight from a community organizer who asked that he be identified simply as Errol.
The demonstration is going to be held at the Red Cross. That's on West 49th Street and 10th Avenue. And the issues that's going to be raised are the situations with the money card that they used to give to families. And it really helped the families out a lot with food and transportation. And they was also given a monthly Metro card, which they stopped as of January 18th. And these two situations are very dire because the families, without that little monetary help they were receiving from Red Cross, now the families don't know exactly what else they're going to do because a lot of families' public assistance cases have been closed or it's been restricted.
Now, the families that you're speaking about, these are people who lost their place to stay or they lost their home from what part of the city were they?
These families are from Far Rockaway and a lot of places that they come from, the poor neighborhood, these complexes or the projects where they come from haven't even started working on the places that's been destroyed. But yet, these families out here have deadlines where the hotel is saying that they have to leave. What happens to them when their date comes up? Because FEMA, from what I'm being told, is not giving no more extensions.
Mm-hmm.
And the family that's in the hotel underneath Red Cross is only giving them a certain deadline, like, for example, January 27th. Families are telling me that they have to leave the hotel on that day, and then from there, BRC is saying we have to take y'all to shelters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're taking them from one extreme situation and putting them in even more poverty. These families are tired. They're tired, and not just to mention their public assistance case. A lot of these families' public assistance cases are closed because they're not actually meeting the demand of public assistance because of their situation. And the public assistance agency are non-sympathetic to the families that's been displaced. They refuse to help them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving them no extra food stamps. They're closing their case. They're denying them Medicaid. And if they have Medicaid, they're closing their cases. And when the families are asking, listen, I'm in this situation, they say they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody has to do something about the public assistance situation, too, because now you have public assistance closing cases. What are these families going to do? You have families that's actually having their kids wrapped up in towels because they can't afford Pampers and Similac.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now their WIC case is closed because their public assistance case is closed.
Mm-hmm. So how many families are you talking about and how many people in those families?
Well, you're talking over 106 families. That's not even including the kids.
We've spoke before, and you raised some issues. Did anything change at all in the last few weeks for the better, or city officials, elected officials, stepping in to help? What's the picture?
Well, absolutely not. No elected officials have stepped in. We received certain phone calls from officials that's running for office claiming that they was going to help the families, and they've done absolutely nothing to help the families here in Manhattan. For example, organizations like Samaritan Village, they said that they came from the mayor's office and they was here to help the families. Samaritan Village has became known as a lying organization because on three different accounts. One, they actually told a family that they had to return back to their home, and their home was not repaired. The family listened to Samaritan Village and went back to their house with no heat and no hot water and no electricity. And I'm saying to myself, how are you going to send a family back to a place that has no heat and hot water or electricity? But this is what they did. They sent the families back, and they seem to be promoting that. Also, another organization called the BRC. The BRC primary issue has been to come to these hotels and telling these displaced families that they can no longer stay in the hotel, that they have to be placed in shelters. And literally, there's been families that has been placed in shelters via the BRC advice.
And in terms of the New York City Housing Authority, have they been of any assistance to these families since that's where they were living?
They have some families that they're calling down for interviews. And the situation with that is if you have a husband and wife, and they have children, and they may have been caught up into the system, you know, may have been arrested for anything, you know, they're trying to deny the family housing on that note. And that should not be the case. That should not be the case. Keep these families together. Now you should either let these families into these project apartments and let them go ahead and live their life and move on with their life. Lift the restrictions. 2 weeks ago, Bloomberg said on the news, any restrictions that had any concern to do with housing is to be lifted. So if they lift these restrictions, like Bloomberg said, then the families can move on into these project apartments and actually live their lives accordingly. But it seems like Bloomberg advice and NYCHA, they're not communicating. NYCHA is saying, if you got any trouble with the law, we're not letting you in. But then Bloomberg said, lift all restrictions. Mm-hmm. You see, so the families are confused. They need a comprehensive agency to come out here to Manhattan and case manage the families accordingly without no discrimination and without no racism.
Community organizer Errol speaking with WBAI's Jose Santiago.